Melissa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, and welcome to another phenomenal day. What an awesome day. We thank God for this day. Yes. Well, you know what? It has been so much going on, and we have so much that we want to share with you, so many people that we have met, so many people that I have met that I want to introduce to you. We want to impact your life. We want you every tip, tool, and strategy that you can get your hands on to discover what's really going to take you to the top.
Okay.
We want you to go over the top. So I want to welcome to the show right now Miss Daya Debbie Doolin. She is here today, and if I messed up her name, she'll correct it for me. But I definitely want to welcome her here to the show. Some of you were here the other day when she called in. You know, that's a great example right there. You know, people that follow your show or that listen to your show, and then they can come on and be a guest and impart to your audience some information that's going to really help them. So I want you to really listen in, take notes. Our Tuesdays are our days for guest presenters. So if you're listening to the show and you would like to present some topic, some information that you have, if you want to impart some knowledge and some wisdom that can help people, please message me through Facebook or through Blog Talk Radio, and we will work on getting a schedule for you. So I hear that you, Ms. Debbie, are also, Ms. Daya, Debbie, you're also an author. How awesome and amazing that is, I tell you. I just, you know, I've never been so impressed by authors and what they write to really help people. But your book, The Only Way Out Is In, sounds like an awesome book. I haven't read it yet, but I just absolutely love the title, The Only Way Out Is In. I mean, you could probably just hold discussions just based on what that topic means to people.
Right.
But I really want, yes, I want to welcome you to the show. I'm going to turn the floor over to you, and then, you know, if people have questions, again, if you're tuned into the show, welcome to Code to Lalisa Show. Today is Tuesdays, our special guest presenters. So today I have Ms. Daya Debbie Doolin here. She's going to be talking about our thoughts and how our thoughts can lead to a great, wonderful, successful outcome in our lives. She's going to be talking about some other empowering and motivational things. So I want to just get out of her way and turn it over to her. Ms. Doolin, take it away.
Thank you, Louisa. I did join in yesterday, and like in my note to you, I mentioned how empowering your show is to people. And I'm all about doing that where I can and where I'm led to be. I have written several books, and The Only Way Out is in The Secrets of the 14 Realms to Love, Happiness, and Success is the second from within the past year or so. I've written two more since then, but what we're going to talk about, the information pretty much inside of this is all about discovering yourself and pretending to be who you are first.
Mm.
It's very freeing, the information, and finding yourself, discovering who you are first, or pretending you know who you are, is very empowering, very enlightening. And you can do that with the gift, one of the greatest gifts God has given us, is our thought. And what goes along with our thought is the power of imaging what we have been intending and believing and having strong emotions about, which is the thought that we have. And I just am impressed over and over to share that there is no thought that we ever have that is a neutral thought. All thoughts are cause and effect of everything that we experience in our life experience. And that means that there are no willy-nilly thoughts. People think, oh, I'll just think this about myself, or I'll just think this about this situation. It has no meaning, has no power. But the people who realize the gift of thought are the ones that you see and read about. And no matter what difficulty seems to be presenting to, you know, someone, because of their thought and their emotion and belief about that situation, they're able to overcome any obstacle. And you'll see people who may have been taken over by something, I say seriously, as having a limb severed, but they don't just go and hide somewhere. They take whatever has happened and they build on it, and they move on with their lives, and they affect, by their thoughts, they affect other people. They're like a ray of God's light that affects other people. And it, you know, it may be silent, the way that you've affected someone with your disability or a situation of having a limb severed, for example. And that's how God works through the Holy Spirit in our lives, changing other people silently, very quickly. And you may have a brief encounter with someone, and that happens.
Yes.
Now, I'd like to share. I'd like to share that.
That's a real quick thing on that. Yes, Ms. Yes. You know, I've seen that with the young lady from Hawaii. She was maybe about 13 or so. She was a great surfer and was on her way to, you know, the Olympics, you know, in terms of her training.
Right. Right.
And then she had her arm, I believe her right arm, I believe, was, no, maybe the left.
Left arm.
Okay, either one. Doesn't matter, right? You lose one.
Right.
It was,
right.
Yes, it was chewed off by a shark.
Mm-hmm.
And did you hear about her?
Yes, uh-huh.
Yes, a powerful, her story to me is life-changing.
Mm-hmm.
How you could go through what she went through. And within 3 to 6 months, she not only was back out on her surfboard.
Right.
She had worked herself back up to the status of winning competitions. Won a very great
Yes, yes. And
yeah.
it just goes to show you that you and I don't even know her.
Yes. We're miles away.
Story. Yes, uh-huh.
Yes.
And how
yes.
the story of her overcoming is reaching us. And like I was saying, it's very silent, but it has an effect on you and the people
yes.
around you.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I couldn't be the same after watching just a little video clip. I have just a little 10-minute
right.
video of her story and how she went on to win, you know, ESPN named her, you know, Young Woman of the Year and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So just the perseverance. She just, you know, so many people, you know, a lot of people just was just unbelief, you know, even her own parents, who obviously
mm-hmm.
had been with her since birth,
right.
knew of her potential. But even they were astounded at this girl's fortitude to get back out the surfboard in the ocean where she had been bit. You know, that was just amazing to me. But you're right, the thought. But go ahead with your, yeah, with your message. But your thinking, my God, it can take you to places where you could never dream of.
It sure can. The power of that thought, it, excuse me, it's what makes what I call flesh, which is the physical realm. It's what makes your word flesh. It's what makes your word manifested into your life, no matter what it is. Like, for example, you could not have a radio show without having the thought to do so and the intention and the belief behind you to do it and then act on it, and then the result of that thought is your daily show. And you can't just wish and hope and just, you know, go about thinking, oh, if only I could do this, if only I could do that, and do your whining dance, then you're not going to amount to seeing your goals met at all. And you'll wonder, well, why can't my goals be met? Well, your goals have to be met because of the belief behind the thought that you have. You can't just let thoughts just come and release them in the sense of not do anything about what you've received. And so the word, I don't know, the word of God is with us, and that word is in our mind. So our mind is the mouth of God, and we have to honor the thoughts that God is sharing with us. It's there to make us better human beings and better able to share our betterness, better to share, and that's a word I just made up, better to share the love that we've been given. And if we just sit back with the thought that we've been given and don't do anything with it, then we're not doing ourselves any good, and we're not learning to discover who we are, and we're just not being following our purpose.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I have a formula that helps people to really get clear on our thoughts and what they are. And it's like I was just saying a little bit, but it wasn't in detail, that thought equals intention. And you can write this down, of course, or listen to the archive. But thought equals intention. Intention equals belief and emotions. And then that equals our action steps. And action equals the result. If you, and it, in short, it's TIBAR that will help you. But in short, if you wish to see your thought manifested or become flesh, then you have to embrace the action step, which is very, very important. And I used you as an example for your radio show. Well, you had to go through steps in order to have that thought and that intention follow through. You can have the thought and just leave it, like I said before, but basically those are the steps that you know, subconsciously have to take place. And if you have no belief and you have no emotion behind the thought you have, then that will explain why your goal is not met, whatever it is. And there are many, many examples in history of great men who have had goals that were met, but they had to experience maybe going through 1,000 failures or 500 failures. But they were all learning. They were all learning tools for these people, you know, myself included, to accomplish whatever it is that they set out to accomplish. And my book, this book in particular, was birthed at least 8 or 9 years prior to its being released. And I had been I'm a musician along with my husband, Chris, and we had been performing at the Nameless Coffee House up in Boston, or Cambridge, rather. And all of our songs, which we write original songs, all of our songs we performed that night were based on experiences that we had gone through. One of them is called Goodbye Heartaches, and we had been discouraged in a contest, just so discouraged, because we knew that based on the results of the competition that we should have been the winners, but we were not. So we were really, really heartfelt, and we wrote this song. That was one of the songs, Goodbye Heartaches. Well, we have every reason in this whole wide world to be down, but we can't be down because the Son, Christ, picks us up. And one of the ladies in the audience met me after the show, met me in the restroom, by accident, I guess you call it, and not on accident. But she said, "You ought to write a book about your experiences." And without thinking or giving another thought to it, I said, "Yes, you're right. I will." And then she has no idea, I'm sure, that I've written a book about it, because I had no way of contacting her. I didn't know her name or anything. But I thanked her from my heart, and it just really rang true in my heart that that's what I should do. So, excuse me again. I did write it.
And
that's what this book is about. And
wow.
The reason given me is I have a center, a natural healing center, and I teach and offer healing on different levels. And one of the students in my Reiki class stayed behind, and she was sitting on the floor in the center, and she said, "Di, I'd like to ask you something." So I said, "Sure." She said, "What do you think it is that we are here to learn?" I told her that I said, one of the greatest gifts that we have that people don't realize is the power of our thought.
Mm-hmm.
And she sat and pondered that. She had the most awesome ray of energy about her after I said that. And she just thought on that and thought on it. And it was about that time that I had heard to start writing the book. And like I said, it's been like 9 years. It was out in 2009.
Yes. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yes. Wonderful. I tell you, the power of thought. I just, you know, made a couple of posts actually on Facebook while you were talking, because it is just can't be said enough about the power of our thinking. And, you know, it's not new, but I think the part about putting action to it isn't new, but it's always relevant.
Mm-hmm.
It's always a timely message, because at any given moment, we can have a thought. It could be a great thought that could actually lead us into a wonderful, wonderful place, but yet we don't take the action. You know, like you said, using myself for an example. Again, I could use you for an example. Like, even though the woman said that to you about writing the book,
mm-hmm.
and then
yes.
you did have the thought to write the book,
mm-hmm.
you still had to take action, and taking action is a thought.
Yes.
You see, you can really, right? Do you agree with that?
Yes, yes.
You can think yourself into action. I mean, it's like, there are times when I'm like in such a spirit of procrastination.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it is my thinking that gets me out of it. Yeah,
Yes,
many days I've sat at my desk and mm-hmm. just said, I just can't do this thing, a particular thing, you know,
mm-hmm.
whatever. You see, but what did I do? I sat there and thought, I can't do this.
Yes, yes.
It was a thought that got me in procrastination, mm-hmm. and likewise, mm-hmm. thought that gets you out. So I absolutely love the title of your book. You know, the only way out is in. You got to look at inside. And that's why, you know, we were talking on the way back from Ohio yesterday. Mm-hmm. My sister and I, she's also, like yourself, a great thought, you know, a person. Mm-hmm. And, yes, she'd absolutely love to meet you. I can't wait for her to meet you.
Uh-huh.
And listen to the show. She's going to definitely listen. I love the show.
Okay.
So I want to get out of your way so you can do some more because you're doing a great job. So let me just be quiet and we'll talk later. But you go.
Okay.
You go.
All right. I have a huge section that I devote on fear because it relates very much to thought. And it's in several of my books. The theme of thought and fear is in several of my books. And what I'd like to share and in part and have people realize that when you have a fearful thought, it really holds you back, and procrastination, like we just were talking about, is a big part of it. But fear is nothing. People have to realize, I had to realize it, that fear is nothing. It's an illusion. And I have a book called Dabney's Handbook on A Course in Miracles, and it's a cartoon book based on the teachings of A Course in Miracles. And one of the drawings I have, Dabney is you can't tell what age she is, but she's a very wise person. And in the drawing, she's sitting down, meditating, cross-legged. And in the doorway behind her, is a dragon, and the dragon represents fear in my drawing. I have fear written on him. And he's busy scratching his head, wondering why he has no effect on her.
Mm.
And the quote on the bottom of the cartoon says, "Fear is the stranger here."
Mm.
So when you have a fearful thought, you can dismiss it by just claiming the opposite of what you had claimed before that made it there, that drew it unto you, and that is that fear has no meaning. It doesn't exist. It only exists because we have drawn it unto us. So
yes.
So what then can harm you? Nothing. And you have to have the philosophy that nothing can harm you, nothing can harm your children, nothing can harm your husband, nothing can harm you unless you allow the vibration of harm that harm emits into your life. And it's always by choice. The fear is always by choice. What is there to fear? A Course in Miracles tells us there's nothing to fear. It's a quote. And the other thing is that there are no neutral thoughts. Like I was saying earlier, every thought you have produces a thought or substance of its own kind, or a form of its own kind. It has to, because the universe works on that law, on that vibration, and some people call it the law of attraction, some people call it the law of cause and effect, or know it as the cause and effect. But there are principles the universe stands by, and that is, it provides every vibration that is compatible to your vibration anytime, all the time, anywhere. So if you have a thought, for example, and you say to yourself silently, I hate myself, and you're doing like, oh, I wish my hair were different, or I wish my breasts were different, or I wish I had a better job, or anything like that that's demeaning to yourself, you're not pretending to be who you are first, which is a child of God. So you keep telling yourself this, and then you find that physically you start breaking down. Well, why am I always sick? Or why am I this? Or why don't I have money? Or why am I always broke? Or why don't people love me? Well, people don't love you, and why you don't have money is because you're claiming an illusion of lack. And so the universe has to say, you know, in so many, you can't, it's not physical, but the universe says, yes, you do believe in lack. So here's more lack for you. And do you want lack? You say you don't, but you're constantly holding and attracting the frequency of the vibration of lack unto yourself. And so the answer is, and the result is,
lack. More lack. Yeah, I was actually, that's so interesting and just so true and just so, again, just can't be said enough. And we know that it needs to get out there, because we see far too many people who are in lack, but don't, and also people who are unsuccessful and things like this and don't understand why.
Right.
You see? And so obviously, if you're in that state and you don't understand why, again, like you said, the why me kind of thing, the why is this happening, then that means all you need is to get this information, practice it. You know what? I used to tell people, okay, when I would do seminars, or, and I still do what I'm saying in some of my earlier seminars, I would say to people, okay, you may not believe what I'm saying, but go try it.
Yes.
If it doesn't work, you can always go back to the way you were doing things. Okay?
Yes.
Right. Try it a day. Try it for a week. Try it for 5 hours. But don't, you know, it's like food. You know how your parents did you.
Yes.
Before you would say you didn't like a particular food, they would make you try it first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't just look at something and say that doesn't work. Mm-hmm. You see, it may work for you. And absolutely, first of all, you know it'll work if you work it. But we have about a minute left. So where they can connect with you, how they can get your book, and just any other information you want to give. But before that, I want to just thank you so much for coming. We're
going
to have you back. Powerful, powerful woman. And, take it away.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyone can reach my books through Amazon.com. And if you just look up Daya Debbie Doolin, D-A-Y-A, capital D-E-V, like Victor I-D-O-O-L-I-N. And you can go to Barnes & Noble as well. Also, our website is www.padaran.com, padaran.com. And you can order as many as you like of any issue. We have several books, and one is American Saving Ourselves Together, The Only Way Out Is In, Super Vitamins, How to Stop Saying I Hate You, ... to yourself. So those are the ways, the links that will get you to whatever I have. And I have a radio show on Thursdays as well at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, Eastern Standard Time.
2 o'clock in the afternoon, okay.
Mm-hmm. So you
wonderful,
can
wonderful, yes, right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Mm-hmm.
So again, we thank you so much, Ms. Daya, for coming on the show and imparting your wisdom and information. How awesome. I'm going to definitely go back and listen to the archive myself, and just so many nuggets of wisdom and great, great, great information that it's just, oh my gosh, we just got to do it. The thoughts I'm going to be thinking today.
Okay.
Oh,
well,
yes.
Thank you very
much
again for having me.
No problem. Everybody, you have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Yes.
We'll see you back here Wednesday. Don't forget, tell somebody about the show. I'm going to be having some type of promotion starting next week for persons who invite the most guests to the show. We're actually going to be giving away cash prizes. So you want to stay tuned all week for the details for that. It's going to start next week. It's going to be a week long where whoever invites the most guests to the show, we're going to have some great, great cash prizes for you at the end of the week. So take that and go think on that. Okay. Anyway, have a great and powerful day. This has been Coach LaLisa with my very, very special guest, Ms. Daya Debbie Doolin.
Yes, okay. Talk to you later.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.